Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.
Hey, it's Amy Brown here to talk about St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. For 60 years, St. Jude doctors and researchers have helped push the overall childhood cancer survivor rate from 20% to more than 80%. But we need your help getting that number to 100%. And most important, your support means that families will never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, or food. Now, that peace of mind means so much. So join me in helping St. Jude in the fight against childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope and text Bobby to 785-833. That's B-O-B-B-Y to 785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up, hey.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
Let's go.
Hey, welcome to Tuesday's show. Morning, studio.
Morning.
All right, let's go around the room here. He was forbidden to watch his boys try out for a basketball team and play in a set with Pearl Jam's on his list of dreams. It's Eddie.
Guys, so I have a huge update on my butterfly nursery. I never told you guys, but it came in. I ordered it on Amazon, and it came with a bunch of little caterpillars.
This is a huge
update. So it came with like two cups with little caterpillars in it. Bones, we're probably day 12, 13 of these. They are humongous. These caterpillars are over an inch long, and they have attached themselves to the top of the cup. And now,
is it cool?
We are at the cocoon stage.
Is it so? I bet it's cool. Like, it's really cool.
Even it's unbelievable.
We made fun of you, I bet it's like science is cool,
dude. It is so cool. And out of my four kids, only one of them really cares, and he checks it every single day. He loves it.
That's cool.
So now that they're cocoons, they will hatch like in the next 6 days, and I will move them to the butterfly net. This is where they come out of the cocoon and turn into butterflies.
It feels goofy, but it is awesome.
It's so cool.
When you said you were buying a butterfly nursery or whatever, it was funny to hear. But it's like science is neat, man.
But listen, somebody messaged me and said, what you need to do next is buy a milkweed plant, and then monarch butterfly eggs will show up on it, and you can start raising
those. You're going level 8 real quick. You need to go level 1. You need to go do Mario, you know, do the levels in order before you get to Bowser.
Okay,
you know,
1-1? Bowser,
yes, 1-1, 1-2, 1-3.
Right.
But that's pretty cool.
Man, I'm so excited.
Yeah. It is cool. Keep us updated.
Hey, maybe I'll bring a butterfly to the station. Just let him out here. That'll be our pet butterfly.
But it'll die.
Yeah.
No. We'll open the door. Let it go out.
I don't think butterflies understand the concept of doors.
Oh, they're not. Okay.
Yeah.
Maybe they make a little leash.
He was taking reservations for Valentine's Day this year, and finding different ways to scam money has always been a big part of his career. It's Lunchbox. Woo!
You guys always make fun of me. I'm the old guy in the soccer league. You need to retire. No one wants you on the team. Well, I came on the air and
I had to.
We
don't say all of that. He always.
No.
Yes, you guys do.
No, we don't.
We never say no one wants you on the team. Everything is hyperbole with this guy. Mm. Okay, go ahead.
Anyway, we've had a problem with girls. Girls showing up, girls not making it, you know, so we haven't had enough girls. Came on the air, made a plea. We need girls. Some girl on Twitter.
Well, it's not creepy at all. Yeah, we need girls.
That's strange. Yeah.
Girl hits me on Twitter, and I'm like, yeah, you're in. She doesn't show up. Cool.
No.
So then I went to Instagram, found another chick.
Oh.
We started sliding into the DMs.
Okay.
What?
And she shows up. She plays on my team. And since you guys say I'm the old guy in the league and I need to retire, this is what it's like to play with me.
Was it awesome playing soccer with me?
I had a blast. I mean, y'all were really encouraging. I hadn't played in 10 years probably, but you didn't make me feel like that. And you cheered me on, and y'all were just a good team.
And my skill level, they always say I'm the old man out here that needs to retire. Did I look like the old man out here?
I mean, you called yourself the old man, so you said that, I feel like. But you were hustling out there. You got a goal.
I did get a goal, and I did accidentally slap a girl in the face. Did you see that?
No, I didn't actually see that.
Do I still have something left, or is it time
you
for me to...
You got some years in you. Yeah. Don't let them put you down.
And my,
I mean, you're still the manager, too, right, though?
Yeah.
You're washing the jerseys.
Yeah, and I did,
yeah,
I, did I get...
Part.
But did I give you a jersey?
Yeah, you did.
Did it smell clean?
I tried not to smell it. It was,
all right, well, thank you for coming.
You're welcome.
And guys,
every question was extremely pointed. Am I awesome?
Yeah.
Am I fun?
So yeah.
She's like, you did hustle.
Like leading the witness?
Yeah, well, yeah. As a person who got the hustle award a lot, it means you, you know what it means, right? Like you try hard.
Yeah.
That's good though. Did you guys win?
Yeah, we did win that game. So shout out Rachel. She came straight from her basketball game to the soccer game.
Big athlete then, huh?
Yeah.
That's cool.
And so that was very nice. She didn't have like soccer shoes. She just wore tennis shoes because she hadn't played in so long.
Yeah.
But hey, it was great.
Hey, cool. All right.
So that's what it's like, guys. She says, I don't need to retire. You guys need to quit making fun of me.
All right. You can catch this next person active on dating apps, maybe looking for love or finding messages in birds that could be her mom from above. It's Amy.
So how do you feel about never quit? Like, do you agree with quitting? Or do you think that you should never quit?
I think you can pivot out of things. I think you can learn things from losing and maybe discontinue what you're doing to pursue other things because you're better suited for it.
Yeah, it's just something that kind of came up with my kids. And then I saw this whole post about how, you know, we're encouraged, like, never give up, never quit. But knowing when to quit and move on takes a lot of self-awareness.
Quitting has such a negative connotation. So,
yeah.
No, I hope people never quit. However, you can learn and pivot.
Yeah, like you might need to move on from something. It doesn't mean you're quitting, but you're opening yourself up to maybe what you're really supposed to do. And it was just a little thing about how...
But it's not quitting. If you pivot, you're still going.
Yeah.
And also, maybe...
If you pivot fully away from it, is that...
Well, no, because sometimes I'll say I want to be an astronaut and I knock up some chick. Mm-hmm. And it's like, now I need to stay and take care of this kid because it's my responsibility. I didn't quit on my dream of being an astronaut. Whoa. For the time being, I got to take care of this kid. So I'm going to do this for now and I'll hopefully get back to it. Or there's been a circumstance that doesn't allow me to be an astronaut.
Or what if you just realize you really don't like something and you want to stop doing
thing.
It.
Yeah.
And you're just like are self-aware of like,
quitting's negative as the word.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not a big quitter. But I am a learn and change if I need to. So that could be considered quitting, I guess.
Okay. Yeah. It's just something you don't spend a lot of time thinking about. I feel like we grew up with like, don't quit. You have to stick with something. You made a commitment. And I think following through in your word is great. But then if you, similar to you, respectfully need to move on or pivot.
I don't respect it when I do it. I just move.
Then
I'm respectful about it.
You know, we can.
Ray, go ahead. Hit me.
From Mountain Pine, Arkansas. He likes nature when it's on TV and he believes you can be whatever you want to be. Bobby Bums.
Hey, don't quit.
Don't quit.
Don't quit.
Unless it's smoking.
Unless you get somebody pregnant.
Quit smoking.
You should quit smoking. Right. You're treating people bad. That's true. It's a good point.
Yeah.
I thought this was super interesting. With the Chiefs winning the Super Bowl and Patrick Mahomes won his third Super Bowl, Amy, I was going to read to you things he can't do in his contract.
Oh, like he's not allowed to water ski or something?
It's exactly one of them.
Have you guys really?
Water ski?
Have you guys seen this part of his contract?
No.
I haven't, but I think I've just heard other football
motorcycles?
Players say that.
In Patrick Mahomes' contract, here are things he cannot do. Water or snow skiing, jet skiing, surfing, hang gliding, bungee jumping, diving, skydiving, scuba diving, rock or mountain climbing, boxing, basketball, race car driving as a driver or passenger, riding a motorcycle, motorbike, all-terrain or similar vehicle as driver or passenger, use of firearms, professional wrestling, or the like.
So he can do amateur wrestling?
Yeah, recreational wrestling.
Or the like.
Or the like.
But it's like they don't want him to go to WWE.
Dang, I kind of thought pickleball would be on there.
Oh, that may be more the light.
Well, so there was a video of him playing basketball a few years ago. It went pretty viral because he's really, obviously, he could have played Major League Baseball. His dad was a baseball player.
Mm-hmm.
And so they started to, you're too valuable. You can't do a lot of this stuff.
Wow.
So if we were to put stuff in our contracts, mm-hmm. like what would we not allow Amy to do?
Walk, drive.
Thanks, guys.
Go anywhere.
But she can do all that.
Cool.
Use your credit card.
Yeah.
Okay. Cool.
Click links.
Right. Click links.
Click links to anything.
Hey.
Yeah. Okay. Right. We can move on to what about Lunchbox?
What would we stop Lunchbox from doing?
Huh.
I would say getting allergies in Vegas. Every time he goes to Vegas, coming back with an allergy attack.
So Vegas?
So he can't talk. No more Las Vegas.
That's not cool.
Do you want to sign that contract?
No, I don't know if we'd have to renegotiate.
No more of us giving him money for stupid cockamamie ideas.
Oh, yeah. Business ideas.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what about Eddie?
Oh,
no.
Gosh, no donating kidneys.
No donations.
Stop.
Yep, Andy, very good.
No, we're saving
the world.
No creating life-saving scenarios that you'll never be a part of.
No 1 hour a day with each of my four kids.
Giving his wife a kiss every morning.
Every morning.
That's a part of my life. I need to do that.
Saint Eddie.
All right, go ahead. Go with me now.
Let's see. Can't.
What would you put in my contract?
Sleep.
I'm already doing that.
One more sleep.
Let's see.
Reading.
Being too kind.
Gosh, man, that's hard.
I know.
It's pretty good, dude.
You don't really live life on the edge.
I do.
You're safe. You're a slow driver.
Right, exactly. It's like, okay, well, no, that's okay.
Let's open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. I'm having a baby in July. We're so happy. I'm thrilled for our bundle of joy. Unfortunately, my best friend of 10 plus years asked me to step down as maid of honor because she doesn't think I can fulfill my maid of honor duties while being pregnant. It's caused a huge strain in our relationship. The new maid of honor, also not my favorite person. Recently, she sent out a text to the bridal party, and the bachelorette party is on my due date. To top it off, the bride wants her bridal shower in June, which also happens to be my baby shower. As you can see, this is confusing for all. It is causing unnecessary stress to my life. But I know if I step down, it'll ruin our friendship. Is this the right thing to do? Should I fight for it? Signed, the pregnant bridesmaid. You know, whenever I read the headline, the subject of it, I thought it was going to be because she didn't want somebody pregnant in her pictures, because that's usually a lot of the crazy ones. Are
so weird.
And it could be that, but she's finding a different way to say it.
Mm.
But what are the obligations of a maid of honor? I mean, I know what they are, but like,
bachelorette party?
Yeah, plan it.
I hear you, but why can't you do that pregnant?
Yeah, no, you can. Yeah.
And maybe doctor's appointments?
You can.
But you're saying maybe. Yeah, you may have a doctor's appointment because you sprained your ankle.
Yeah, that's true.
But here's the deal. Like, her wedding's now, her due date. So she could be missing the wedding anyway.
Right, and that's why she doesn't want it, because she doesn't want her to go into labor and then have to have a backup. And she wants to be able to have everything set and not have to stress about baby coming out when she's standing up there.
So my sister was my maid of honor, and she was pregnant when I got married. And she's my sister. I needed her there. And so I moved my wedding to make sure she was going to be there. Because when we were planning, it was going to be her due date. And I don't think
they're this close. That close.
Yeah. Email. Obviously. Yeah. And I would say you just got to let her do what she
wants. I would say she's probably looking for a reason not to have you as the maid of honor anyway. I don't think you being pregnant is enough of a reason to remove you. I think you could be the maid of honor. And then she also just asked someone to help just in case, because that would be the easy thing to do. Let's say I'm getting married and Amy's my maid of honor. And I'm like, Amy, you're pregnant. Will you also, if there's any issues, Morgan can help with stuff. Because I know you're going through a lot of... That's all you do if you really want the person to stay the maid of honor.
Yes, some people have co.
You don't even have to put somebody else with it, though.
True, but I mean, I'm just letting you know. She's already named two, basically. She ain't a good friend. One, but
you can do two maid of honors?
Yeah,
you can have two. You're not going to jail if you have nine.
You can't do two best men.
No, you can.
One's got to be the best.
No, but there are the two best. Oh.
So in a bridal party, there's actually matron of honor and maid of honor.
I don't want to get to this. All I'm saying is she's not that... It doesn't matter. She is not your good friend, because she wouldn't kick you out of the wedding just for being pregnant if she was.
So in a nutshell, don't fight for it.
It sucks, but move on.
Yeah.
Because she's not someone that's going to be for you when times are tough anyway.
Dang. It's that let them theory. It's something you can tell yourself when maybe someone doesn't invite you to something, or you're feeling like...
Been there.
You know, this is a perfect situation where you just have to be like, you know what? She's going to fire me as her maid of honor because I'm pregnant. Let them. Let her do that, and don't let it cause you unnecessary stress. Because, look, you have a baby that you got to take care of, and those stress chemicals, they are transferred to the baby.
Yeah.
So let's relax.
Yeah, and again, just know that she wasn't there for you. And when she needs you, you when she's holding onto that ledge with her fingers, you just like walk away.
Stop.
You also have to take it one step further.
No, I just walk away.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
All right, here's a voicemail we got last night.
I was just calling because I have a question about for Eddie. In December, when he was talking about how him and his wife were not going to give each other gifts because they were going to go on a trip instead, and he sounded really excited about it. But now his wife wants to go on a trip to California, and now he's saying they can't go. Yeah. So I'm confused. Did he just not want to give his wife a gift? Why won't he take her on the trip? Or was Eddie just lying?
Great question, because I think Eddie likes to say stuff for a presentation. I think he may be fooling himself too at times. When he's like, I want to give everybody a kidney in the world. And he can't.
I really do, though.
I know you do want to.
Like, I want to do that someday.
And he's like, I want to take my wife on trips. And then she's like, okay, here's the trip I'd like to go on.
Yeah.
Not some crazy trip to Rome.
Right.
A Southwest flight to California to a concert at a big outdoor place. The tickets aren't crazy. Go ahead.
Correct. Here is my thought. So, like, if I save this one Christmas, we didn't buy each other gifts, it's not going to add up to the amount of money we would spend to fly to LA to get these tickets, get a hotel, whatever, blah, blah, blah. But it will pay for a trip in 2 years to go celebrate our 20th anniversary in Hawaii. So I'm thinking a bigger gift.
What if you're not alive then?
I bet it's you that wants to go to Hawaii.
No, no, no. We got married in Hawaii.
Eddie, yeah, I'm telling you, you can afford to take your wife to California for
also,
this trip.
I got an email from Southwest that they're having like $89 flights.
I saw it. It wasn't that month though. I look, every time I see the $89 or the $60 flights, I'm like, yep, do you go to LA on this date?
But also, it doesn't matter. Thank you for that question. You're absolutely right.
Wasn't lying.
Our life is priorities. That's what our whole life is. It's priorities.
I hate it.
And people will not. My priority right now is you need to shut up so I can talk. Because you are full of crap.
Good.
People are like, I don't have time. No. It's you haven't set your priorities. Or I can't afford it. Okay, you can't based on your priorities. Sometimes priorities are feeding you and your family.
Four kids.
Roof over your head. But that's not your only priority. Your priority.
My main one.
No, it's not. I told you to shut up.
I guarantee you, if you got tickets right now to some crazy sporting event and they were like, hey, these tickets are free. You have to do airfare and hotel.
He would go
in a
minute.
Yeah.
Free tickets for sure.
His priority is not his wife in this situation.
And yes. I can get him to Los Angeles for $126.
One way? What do you get him there? A train?
Yeah. Wait,
Spirit buddy? Airlines.
Oh. Yeah, you can definitely do that.
Yeah. Or you can do, if you want to go on the $62, that's a different, whoa.
And not, you don't even get a seat though on Spirit.
You don't get a seat.
No, you hold on to the rope that's on the back of the plane.
They charge you extra for a seatbelt.
So
that's a direct flight.
Here's the thing. This isn't just Eddie. This is for everybody listening, including myself. When we're like, we don't have the energy. We don't have the time. We may not. But again, our life is only our priorities. And we have a ranking. And sometimes you can get to your sixth priority. Sometimes you can only get to your second. It's not Eddie's priority. That's all I'm saying. Okay?
That's the truth.
That's the truth. Thank you.
That's the truth.
Because Bone Cold said so.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
There's a dude out for a walk in Rhode Island, and he looks up, and he sees a 2-year-old climbing out of the window of a second-story apartment.
Oof.
And it climbs out onto the little roof.
Imagine. Just scary. Seeing that happening and being, because you don't really have the power to save it right then.
Right. And so it's out on the little roof and he's like, hey, go back in the window. Go back in the window. Go back in the window. The 2-year-old starts walking towards the edge. He's like, I got to do something. Mm. He climbs up the brick building like Spider-Man.
From the outside. So the kid
from the outside and grabs the kid in time before it falls off the little roof. And it's all caught on camera. And the dude's name is Good Samaritan.
Oh.
That's his name?
So he wants to be anonymous?
He wants to be anonymous. He just wants to be known as a Good Samaritan doing what he was supposed to do.
Oh, man, that's so cool.
If there's video, though, somebody will surely identify him.
Right. I mean, but they blurred out the kid in the video. I can see the video, but they have the kid's face blurred out.
Are you irritated at that?
No, I'm just saying, but they don't have it. He has a red hoodie on. Oh, now they're...
Was it you? You're wearing a red hoodie.
That is a commercial.
Yeah, that is an ad.
He got a commercial?
Yeah.
Look at it. He climbed up and woo! Great Spider-Man!
Story. Saved a
life. And he got him.
That's awesome.
Got him.
That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way
to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. All right, Bobby Bones, Mythbusters. These are things we were taught in school, and maybe you know now, but probably you don't. For example, ever heard when you swallow gum, it stays in your body for
seven years?
Yeah.
Think there's any truth to that?
100%.
Yes.
No.
Even though swallowing a wad of gum accidentally or on purpose won't hurt you, it also won't stay with you for a long period of time. It passes like anything else does.
Oh.
Gum can't be broken down by the enzymes, so it comes out mostly like it goes in.
Mm.
It's not dissolved. Therefore, it does pass normally. It just doesn't look like the normal passing, if you know what I'm saying.
Got it.
I know what you're saying.
Those 7 years there, okay? Ever hear the myth, as long as you pick it up, within 5 seconds, you can still eat it?
Five-second rule.
Yeah, 100%. Yes.
Five-second rule. Research has found that this rule is not accurate or applicable. The longer dropped food stays on the surface, the more germs it attracts. But regardless, food will instantly become contaminated as soon as it touches the floor.
Instantly?
Yeah, how instant?
Instantly.
Like this.
Wow, that's fast.
Like this.
That's pretty quick.
Instantly. Ever hear this myth? You can catch a cold if you're outside and it's cold.
Yes.
Yeah, without a jacket.
In reality, viruses cause people to catch colds. Not a temperature. People can stay indoors and get a cold. Oh. Low indoor humidity, which happens when the heater is on, is also conducive to the flu. So that would be an inside, actually. So it's not the cold that's causing colds, but it's the cold weather that's causing the conditions of everyone to be inside around each other, which is what passes on the colds.
Why is it called a cold?
Yeah, great question.
It's a great question. I don't have that here.
Maybe
I
didn't, Eddie, I didn't search that. You feel like you're cold, but you have a fever.
That's a great question. I never even thought about that.
It's weird. It's a weird name for a sickness.
That's true. Because no one goes, I have a hot.
Right.
And you have a fever and you're really hot.
Due to the similarity between its symptoms and those of exposure to cold weather. So I guess it would be because it's cold outside, more colds are happening, but not because of what's outside, because people are inside and in tighter and more.
Wow.
Wow, we led ourselves to another myth busted.
Yeah.
Okay, how about this myth?
if you shave your hair, it grows back thicker.
Yes. 100%. Aaron taught me that. Aaron Smith, he taught me it.
People think that shaving might also lead to the hair growing back at double, triple, quadruple the rate. According to Gillette, a razor cleanly cuts the hair, which results in blunt ends. Once the hair grows back, it might feel thicker because of that end, but it is not thicker as it grows back, and it doesn't grow back faster.
That's why women can shave their face.
It's blunt. The hair is blunt because since you cut it, it's like basically flat on top, so it feels bigger instead of coming out like a follicle with a point.
Wow.
You like that one?
I'm going to call Aaron today.
You ever heard the myth humans only use 10% of their brains?
Yeah, I've heard that, yes.
Not true. Humans use about 90% of their brains.
Whoa.
Some.
The origin of this myth is unclear. The brain is, well, limitlessly untapped. But scientists have been repeatedly outspoken about the false claim. So we do use a lot of our brain. There's some we don't know exactly what to do with it other than what it's doing right now, but there are other ways it could help us. Don't even know what that means, but...
Dude, our brain is amazing.
Right, yeah. If we were to line up all the neurons in our brain, it would go 100,000 miles.
That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Like, we can remember something that happened to us like 30 years ago.
I can't anymore, but I feel you.
Nothing?
That's fun when I could do that.
Oh.
Okay. Napoleon was really short.
Yeah, we knew that. Short man syndrome.
Short man syndrome. Napoleon, what?
But he wasn't.
Well, he stood at 5'7", so he'd be taller than Ray.
Oh, wow.
But Napoleon's height for back then was pretty standard. He was actually a little taller than the average man during his era. The misconception could stem from the variance in French and British measurement systems or the exaggerated tales told by his rivals. Like, he's a tiny man.
He's a little guy.
He's 2'1". Ray would say we do that to him.
Same thing's going to happen in about 100 years about me. Yeah.
What?
My rivals. You guys always just saying I'm shorter. I meet people in public all the time and they say, wow, you're taller than I thought.
But we measured you. We say you're 5'6".
May need to measure again.
You think you've grown?
Yeah.
Congratulations, man. Raindrops are tear-shaped.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
As United States Geographical Survey reports, raindrops are shaped more like a hamburger bun or a bean. When they get really large, they split into two. Only then do they turn into anything that resembles somewhat of a teardrop shape, but it's only very quickly. Then it goes right back to being a burger bun again.
Mm. Wow.
That's weird.
Sir Isaac Newton discovered gravity when an apple fell on his head.
Correct.
Yep.
Yes.
You see it all the time in those little pictures.
Ever hear that myth?
Yeah, man.
Sir Isaac Newton thinking about gravity after an apple fell from a tree, but not on his head. That's what happened.
It's on his junk.
It's an urban legend. He didn't mind the...
Oh! Yeah.
An apple did not fall on his head, but Newton did start theorizing about gravity when he saw an apple just fall off of a tree.
Got it.
He was like, oh, I see that. And he even recounts it in his memoir, he says, where he says he goes outside, sees an apple fall, and thinks, what is that even called? So there you go.
That's crazy that he was the first one to think about that.
To see an apple fall.
They're all like, yeah, it's just part of life, man. That apple just falls down.
Look at the cold. We're like, I don't know, it's just cold. We never even thought about it. There's so much of that stuff in our life we don't even evaluate because it's just so normal. We don't even try to figure it out. Like, why are our arms above our rib cage and not below?
Oh.
I'm
sure somebody's figured out. Like, at this point in time, we've figured out.
Well, we think there's always stuff figured out, new stuff all the time.
Yeah.
I'll let someone else figure it out and they can tell me.
Amen,
I ain't worried
brother.
About that.
Amen.
I ain't got time for that.
And then finally, the Great Wall of China is the only man-made structure that can be seen from space.
Yes, that's what they say.
That's the myth. First of all, it's worth noting that while man-made structures like the Great Wall are visible from satellites orbiting Earth, they're not visible at all from, like, the moon, if you can even get to the moon.
Okay.
Now, here we go.
This was just a ploy to get to that statement.
Yep. Great Wall from space? No thanks. Can't happen.
But here's the deal, too. If you go, like, on Google Earth and you zoom all the way out, you can't see the Great Wall. Which is a lot.
Given the proper conditions, astronauts in the International Space Station can see major cities, Great Pyramids of Giza, and some bridges. But it's, like, it's got to be condition perfect and lower than if you were to say the moon, if anyone's ever been there.
They say you can see Jerry's World where the Cowboys play.
That is not
from
true
outer space.
Or accurate. It is not.
What they say.
In a Southwest flight, you can.
Flying right over it.
All right, there you go. Mythbusters. Sometimes Eddie will drive the car that they bought for their son up here. Why were you driving it up here like 4 or 5 days in a row?
I needed new brakes on my Jeep.
Oh, so you drove his?
So I just drove it. Yeah.
So you got him. It's not a new car. It's an older car for his 16th birthday.
Yeah.
What year is it?
Jeez, he wants it.
Hey, it drives really good.
Is it newer than the Altima?
Is it safe?
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Real safe.
So does that mean, because I know having a 16, 17-year-old insurance is not good. Does it help you insurance-wise?
No. So we called and we're like, we're going to have to get this car insured. And man, it just bumped our insurance up by like hundreds of dollars a month. And I'm like, oh my gosh, what do we do? So I was on the phone with a lady. Said like, this can't be right. Like the car's worth like $1,000. There's no way the insurance is going to be more expensive than the actual car. And the lady said, well, look, I found a way that we can reduce your insurance. We can give you a 30% discount if we track your car.
What do you mean your car? Your Jeep?
My Jeep. So they put a tracker on my Jeep to watch how I drive, to see if I obey the law.
Why would you not put it on your kids? You think that would...
Because if Eddie proves to be a safe and sound driver, then they can lower
his...
Because we're bundled. We're all bundled.
So why would they put a tracker on everybody's, including the kids?
There is no way I'm going to put a tracker on my kid's car. Like, he's 16.
Yeah. Like, that'll
bust her insurance way up. So, but I am the safer driver, not my wife's car. Definitely not my wife's car.
Are you going to let him track your Jeep?
I don't know. That's why I wanted to ask you guys first.
What would be the bad, though?
They find things out and they raise you.
Yep. Or they're just tracking me. Now they know where I am at all times.
That I don't want to worry about. They can track you anyway with your phone. If somebody really wanted to track you, you're easy to find.
And if they get audio of Mr. Vigilante on the road, that is bad news.
Well, I don't know if the tracker's going to have audio.
Are they recording?
I don't know.
You don't know what they do with this stuff. They say they're not, but they are.
You can't say that. Just declare they are.
I don't know that
if the insurance company's not tracking you.
Yeah, that seems like another thing.
How would they know, like, what are they watching? My speed?
Yes.
How they know if I'm at a stop sign, yes. Like making a complete stop?
Braking, speed.
It's like on the Life 360 app.
How rapid you turn.
Do you put the blinker on? Do you not put the blinker on?
Do you do the bird?
Do you not do the bird? Oh.
See, I think he's a little too in-depth.
If you get in a wreck, they will know.
How do they know that?
But the good news is if you get in a wreck, they'll send somebody to save you.
Yes.
Because they know you've been in a wreck.
That's right. Like my friend was in an accident the other day and her Apple Watch called her emergency contacts. And before she knew it, her boyfriend and a fire truck was showing up and she didn't do a thing. Her Apple Watch did it all.
She was being tracked.
No. It recognized the impact that she had.
I don't know, man.
I think, how long do you have to keep it on?
The whole time. That's when I get the discount.
But if you take it off, what you should do is say yes and then put it on my car.
Oh, because you drive real slow.
I drive slow and safe as crap.
Or put it on your kid's bike.
Why do you not go over 7, sir?
And you only go in the neighborhood.
Yeah, I mean, that's great.
Is it really something that they put on your car or do they have you download an app or something?
We didn't get that far.
Okay.
These devices monitor your speed, acceleration, braking, and other details each time you drive and report the information to the insurance company. Car insurance companies use the data they gather from the tracking device to adjust your premium or offer a discount. But then how do they work? I picture like in the movies when they put a little sticky on the bottom back.
Yeah.
That's what I picture too. I like the idea. 30% discount sounds real good.
Mm-hmm. Until they turn it into a 30% increase because of your braking habits.
No, right. Then you call and say, my car was stolen at that time.
Yes. I got it back though.
And there's a kid inside of it.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's tough.
And I think for the most part.
But you would have to be a better driver with it on.
I am. I'm a better driver already.
I'm saying with it on, you would have to be a better driver.
Sure, and I would drive really well, but there's going to be moments where I'm running late to work. Like, I got to get somewhere real quick.
Then don't.
No. Sometimes you have to.
Okay, but then make it a point to not most of the time.
Okay.
Or not do anything dangerous, even if you are late.
If someone's going to cut me off, I'm going to get a little upset, and then I'm going to forget, oh my gosh, I'm being tracked.
Then you're going to play chicken and, you know.
All that.
So I'm looking at a lot of them. It's like a little box, and some of them they put above the windshield.
Mm.
Like where you put like a tag, toll tag or something. Some of them they put like where you pop the trunk down in that spot.
Yeah.
And some of them they just put on your phone.
That's weird. Is there anything that says anything about audio?
It doesn't say there's no bird tracker or audio. Where do you fall on this?
I'm about 60%
want to
because I love the 30% discount. Like I actually need the 30%.
You're 60% for the 30%?
Yes.
Big.
So get this. Here's some other stuff they track. Phone usage while driving.
Oh, see, that's crazy. I'm always FaceTiming my buddy when I drive. They're going to know that.
See? Okay.
Wait, what?
No, I don't look at him, but I FaceTime him like while we drive.
Well, then why FaceTime? Not put him on speaker? Just do a phone call.
Yeah, you're right. I should. You should probably do that.
Is it Steve?
It's Steve.
Because when I
He's the same
into,
guy that he FaceTimes yes. while he's at work.
We just FaceTime. That's
I
what
love
we do.
Steve.
Yeah.
The FaceTiming, though.
Yeah, while I drive.
No, when I ran into Eddie at the grocery store, he was on FaceTime with Steve.
Bones. Here's a voicemail from Jake in Tampa.
Just giving a shout out to you guys. Best show ever. Curious if y'all would ever do a fan favorite for the employee of the month. Already see who wouldn't get it, but maybe it'll surprise me.
I haven't thought about giving a caller or somebody who's a big part of the show employee of the we'd probably do quarter, employee of the quarter. But they're not an employee. We just call them listener of the quarter.
That's kind
of
cool.
But we could put that in our heads and start thinking about it starting now. Like somebody that delivers 1, 2, 3 times a funny call.
Yeah.
But this is, I already say who wouldn't get it.
What? Yeah, listen? I didn't really get that.
Did he mean fan favorite? Like he is a fan vote?
Oh, you mean the fans
yeah,
vote?
Yeah, they vote for.
Oh, I was thinking more about them giving them an award.
No, that's pretty cool too. But they were thinking the show. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, he's, no, that's too.
He's alluding to a lunchbox.
Convoluted. Oh, what maybe, but I think the lunchbox.
Why he could have been a fan of mine.
I don't think so.
Either. But I think your supporters are passionate.
Yeah.
But your haters are passionate too, so it feels like it's both ways.
Yeah. But the haters are secret closet lovers. That's what it is.
I don't know that all that's true, but I feel it.
You know what I'm saying? Like they want to hate because they think that's what they're supposed to do, but when they go home and they're behind closed doors, they're like, man, I really love that guy.
Behind closed doors, they finally come out of their shell to go, I like him.
Interesting. Yeah.
They feel comfortable enough to admit their love on lunchbox. Let's think about this, though. It's almost March. By the end of April, if there's like one listener who calls or on social media and we're like, this is the listener of the quarter.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
And if there's not, we won't, but just.
I sure don't have anybody in mind. We don't have very many good callers.
It's not that. We have a lot of great callers. It's just they don't call multiple times with a name like Crazy Jake.
Yeah.
You know, Flyboy Jimmy.
Crazy Alley back in the day.
Crazy Alley back in the day. Rest in peace. For sure.
Yeah, rest in peace. Yeah.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
Well, guys, according to new research, having a savings account is sexy.
All right.
Cool. Well, I got one.
Finally.
Yeah.
Wait.
I get sexy now that I'm married. I get sexy. I can't even use it to my advantage. Yeah.
Wait, but do these other guys, they have a savings account?
Oh, I've got a savings account.
Why do you say it like that?
Because it's sexy, dude.
Yeah. Oh. But I thought you didn't. Saying it like that cancels it out.
No, I have a 401k. Is that sexy?
I'll get one. You don't have it because you're a bad boy.
Got it. Right?
No, Eddie doesn't have one.
I've had a savings account like since I've been in college. It rounds up my checking account, whatever. Like if it's 75 cents, they put it in my savings account.
Hey, dude, I'm with you. I started a savings account back in fifth grade. They came to school and they're like, oh, you want to open a savings account? I was like, yeah,
I sure do.
Do you guys actually save in it or do you just have it?
I just got it. I put like a dollar every once in a while in fifth grade.
No, now. Is there money still in it?
There's a couple hundred bucks.
What do you plan? You're not saving into it currently?
For
the future.
I don't have time.
Got no time to say. Yeah. Amen. All right.
And so this is based around the fact that spontaneity obviously is romantic, but a lot of people are attracted to someone who prepares for the future over somebody who flies by the seat of their pants.
Well, I think people can be attracted to seat flying, but they stay with security.
That's safe.
Yeah. So I don't know if it's sexy, but it's stable. Yeah.
So how much time a week do you think you spend worrying?
Ooh.
Do you ever log it?
I live constant anxiety, but not worrying.
Anxiety a worry?
I think they maybe a bit, but I think my anxiety. I'm always concerned and working on the next thing. Not that I'm worrying that I'm not going to get it done, but just always concerned with doing it to the best. I don't think I'm a worrier, but I am very anxious all the time. And I think they're very similar, but I don't think worrying to me is like I'm worrying that something specific is going to happen.
But you do worry that this shoe is going to drop.
That's why I'm so anxious to keep working so the shoe doesn't drop. So I don't spend a lot of time worrying.
You know how, like, you don't like using the word gratitude. You like using the word Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. I think this is that.
I don't really worry. Worry is such a negative thing to me.
But, okay. I think it's the same thing.
I think sort of it is, too. I think you can take anxiety and turn it positive. It's still not super healthy for you, but I don't think you can really take worrying. Worrying feels like lost time and energy.
But sometimes people are anxious without worrying, right?
Just, that's what I anxious. Am. Yeah, that's what I feel like. Yeah. I live anxious.
Okay. Well, 13 hours a week is what the average person spends worrying. So
that's
if you're above that, you may want to speak to someone. Like, say, if you're at 40 hours per week, you could have general anxiety disorder.
Yeah, I probably like 80, 90, 100 hours a day. Yeah.
So these are some of the things that fall.
Worrying.
Restlessness.
Oh, I get that right now.
Irritability.
Don't have that. I'm good.
Fatigue.
Live it.
Trouble concentrating.
Depends.
Insomnia.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, we need to speak to someone.
So Someone, line two.
Hello.
All right, next.
All right, so we've heard an apple a day keeps the doctor away for years and years and years, and apples are good for you, but a new study came out saying that kiwi is the new fruit that we need to be eating, and it'll help us improve.
Oh, I couldn't just eat. I don't think I could eat a kiwi straight up.
You just bite it.
Kiwi is delicious.
It's so small. It's almost not worth the energy and effort. What? I like to slice it and put it with other stuff.
Oh.
But like to go get a kiwi, because you can't eat the outside. You got to peel that crap off.
Or no, just, you just eat that.
No. You can also just cut it in half and take a spoon and dig out the middle.
I don't always have a spoon. That's my point, right? What? I like the fruits from back in the day when I used to run through the jungle and grab them off trees and just eat them and keep my voyage going.
Ah, the good old days.
Yes. Not, got to get a spoon. Got to like peel off the outside. Like, give me an apple or a banana. I can peel that off real quick.
So a kiwi a day keeps the doctor away? That
still
works?
Kiwi a day makes the peewee not gray.
So it's actually kiwi for 4 days straight because the scientists found that it needed to be 4 days in a row that you're eating kiwi and you'll see a boost in your mood. And it was published in the Journal of Nutrition. So there's got to be some
truth. I guess we got to believe it then. Okay, thank you.
I'm Amy. That's my pile.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Oh. It's time for the good news.
With producer Eddie. Tell me something
good. Josh Sowden, he's from Massachusetts. And about 4 years ago, he was 8 years old at this time. He went to some homeless shelters with his aunt because his aunt wanted to show him, like, look, guys, this is what like it's like for these people that don't have homes. And he noticed that some of these homeless people have kids and they don't celebrate Easter at all because they don't have Easter baskets. They don't do any Easter egg hunting or stuff like that. So he went home at 8 years old and says, I'm going to start making Easter baskets for these kids. He's been doing it for 4 years. Now he's 12. This is the fourth year he's going to do it. And look, he has a Facebook page. It's called Josh's Easter Baskets for the Homeless. And you can donate there so he can make more baskets. He's hoping he can do 200 baskets this year.
Wow. Eight years old started doing that.
8 years old.
And then kept doing it.
Man, my kid's 16. He's never thought of this.
That's not supposed to make you feel bad. This is a segment that makes you feel good.
Maybe
Eddie.
This story would encourage
your kids. Leap of joy.
Yeah, keep it. Yeah, man. That's awesome that he's doing that.
That is awesome. That's what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer, and I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food, so the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time, and I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was, and then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecova's boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecova store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Here's a voicemail we got from a listener.
So I'm looking for advice or just words of wisdom. I don't know, something. My husband and me have been together for almost 13 years now. And through that time, we've both packed on a couple of pounds. For me personally, I've gotten back into working out. I'm making healthier decisions, but he wants me to do it all for him. He wants me to encourage him to work out, make healthy food, all of that. So I guess my question is in my opinion, he's just not ready for that change yet, even though I know that he feels very down and heavy and sluggish. Or am I in the wrong for not helping him in doing all of those things? I don't know. What do you think?
I think you can help each other and the responsibility if you both want to live a healthier lifestyle. If that means losing weight or gaining muscle or building your endurance for running, whatever the case is, if you want to do it together, then you should do it together, meaning you're both looking out for each other. Monday, Wednesday, Friday, you cook, he cooks. He doesn't want it as bad as you do, or he would be putting in the work. He would like for it to be easier on him, but the thing is, he's not going to even do that but for a minute. You could make every meal for him, you could encourage him, and he would do it for a bit, but he doesn't want it bad enough to keep doing it because it's not going to be easy. If it were easy, everybody would be doing it. It is going to be hard. So I would encourage you and him to work together to where you got each other's back and you're doing things for each other. Because if you do it all for him, you're going to resent him. He's going to quit anyway. You're not going to be able to focus on you enough. And the whole thing will be fried for both of you. So that's what I would suggest. You got to go into it together if you're doing it together. Otherwise, it'll just be a resentment brew. Doesn't matter what it is. Amy?
Oh, I would add to that because I think that's great. Is there something he is really good at or motivated by that you need some extra encouragement in? And can he come alongside you with whatever that is? It might be something different or may not even, you know, be a thing right now, but down the line.
I wouldn't trust that. Down the line, credit for encouragement, no chance.
Okay, well, yeah.
No chance. He's going to use you.
Okay, well, maybe you have it right now and it's not a credit and y'all can work together as a team on multiple things because there will be a time where you need him. Just like he needs you right
now.
Yeah,
but that's like if your dad dies and he has to be there.
No, I didn't say that.
No, but like something hard. This is him looking to be lazy.
Okay.
This really is just him looking to be lazy.
I know, but
and somebody lazy is not even going to commit to any more than like the first part of it.
Do you see? I was agreeing with what you said.
I'm sick of him. Divorce. Let's go over to Amy and get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
What do you say when someone dies between February 19th and March 20th?
What?
Rest in Pisces.
That was the morning.
No, we get it. We
morning.
I swear to you, we get it.
Okay. Well, I'm a Pisces.
Oh my gosh.
Because my birthday's March 18th, so I'm a Pisces. So maybe that's why I enjoyed it more.
Bro.
Do you think?
Maybe.
Y'all don't like it?
That's tough.
More.
Rest in Pisces.
No, we heard it.
Okay. All right, thank you. What's up, everybody? Call us if you'd like. I will talk in the next 20 minutes about my sleep study. I did a sleep study. I went. They put the wires all on me. It's bizarre. I'll talk about it coming up. I know I'm only saying that because Amy was like, when are you talking about your sleep study?
Well, I already had so many questions.
Yes. We'll get to it. Not this segment, but the next segment.
Okay.
News time.
Bobby's Big Stories.
This sucks. In a case involving one of Maine's worst ever cases of police corruption, a former candidate for Washington County Sheriff who worked as a police officer in eastern coastal Maine for nearly 20 years was sentenced to 4 years in prison. His name's Jeffrey Bishop. He gave opioid pills to a teenage girl in the parking lot of a high school in Harrington. Police found more than a dozen stolen guns at his house. The headline is, a cop in Maine just got 4 years for selling fentanyl to children at school while on duty in his cruiser.
Wait, he's only getting 4 years?
Yeah, that's crazy.
More for that.
I think probably because nobody died.
Well, yeah, but you give somebody
I hear you. I hear you.
I know.
Oof. I'm just like, saying I think it probably gets a lot worse if somebody dies, like the charge goes up.
For sure, but now potentially if they get addicted to something like that, you've ruined them for life. Can you?
That's
you
from Slate Report.
I don't know. Is fentanyl, that's something you can get addicted to, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I watched it on Netflix.
I'm telling you, I'm 650 pages into this book on addiction, and it's a laborious read. And I like it.
Okay, laborious. Explain.
Does that mean like boring?
Labor.
Oh,
that makes sense. Got it. Laborious.
Yeah.
Labor. I'm going to start using that.
I'm saying it's a hard read.
It takes a lot of work to read it.
Yeah, why?
But I like it, but it makes me sad. Like, it's...
It's like
I've learned a lot, but it's like it's such a long book. But I feel like I've learned a lot. But yes, you can pretty much get addicted to anything, and yes, and that's one of the drugs though too. That if they just put a little too much in there,
you die.
Pow! Bad news. Snoop Dogg wants to collaborate with Dolly Parton.
Let's go.
Sorry. Snoop Dogg wants to sing songs with Dolly Parton. I'll make it easier for you guys and not say This is from consequence.net. Snoop Dogg's interested. Sorry. Snoop Dogg would really like to expand his circle.
Okay, we understand interested. I just feel
I'm giving you a hard time.
In all these years, I don't think I've ever heard you use the word laborious.
I guess when I read a lot, things just come out.
He went double flex on that one sentence. He said, I'm 650 pages into this laborious book. It's like, okay, all right. We're getting you read a long book and some big word.
I wish I wouldn't. I didn't know it was 800 pages when I started it.
Like, look at you, you're almost done.
See, that's the first thing you do when you pick a book. You look at how long it is.
The problem is,
it has to be thick.
It's on iPad.
Yeah.
So there's no thickness to it.
Right. Gotcha.
And so I'm like, I want to read this because I want to learn about why I think I have addictive traits, why, you know, my mom died of addiction, never knew my dad, you know, he was an addict, uncle died of addiction. So I want to learn about what the brain...
That then, runs rampant in your family.
And then it was like 800 pages, and I was like, I don't know if I want to learn this anymore.
Yeah.
Amy, what'd you say? Rampant? What does that mean?
Rampant?
Rampant.
Common. It run...
Just kidding.
I really just wanted to use that word.
I know
word.
What that means.
Sorry. Prepare to be scared of clowns again. Peacock orders a scripted series about John Wayne Gacy, the serial killer.
He was a clown?
EW.com. Oh, yeah. He would go to kids' parties.
So scary.
Yeah.
The streaming service announced it has ordered Devil in Disguise, John Wayne Gacy, a scripted series that chronicles the horrific crimes and eventual capture of the infamous Chicago serial killer. The limited drama series, which is being helmed by writer and showrunner and executive producer Patrick McManus, who did Dr. Death.
Oh, yeah.
Remember that show?
Yep.
And the podcast.
Yeah.
Gacy murdered at least 33 young men and boys in the 1970s.
What on earth?
So it's another one of these crazy serial killers that we continue to make famous.
Yeah, why do we love that so much?
I don't think we love it. I think true crime, depending on who you are, is very intriguing if you don't come from a background of true crime at all, because it's like you're being exposed to an alien planet.
Yeah, and you kind of want to know, like, what were they thinking? What kind of person were they? Like, all that stuff's a little interesting.
I know what kind of person they were.
Messed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you going to use a big word?
Nope.
Hey, he was thinking of one.
Hey, they were mean.
Yeah, they were mean. That's what they were.
They were mean. Did you see the clip of Madonna falling on stage?
Hilarious.
Yes.
It didn't make me feel good because she's 65.
Right.
She's 65?
I know. Yes. And that's why Madonna, that. you gotta stop doing stuff. Like, she's being like dragged in a chair. Her dancer falls, loses control. She tumbles over.
I laughed out loud.
Terrible. I felt for her. Like, I don't care how old you are. That's hard.
Because a little
like
bit when you
hard.
Go to a concert or you want something funny to happen.
No, you don't.
Are you the NASCAR guy that wants to see a wreck?
What are you talking about?
Kind of.
No.
Yes, because it's like, okay, if they do the same thing over and over again, like, okay, but like if they're jumping off a box, you want to see them take a tumble. It's like, all right, they're human.
I don't, because I don't want to take a tumble. I don't like when I see country artists fall off stage. Because I know it just hurts.
Yeah.
And so, but yeah, she fell. At least she didn't fall off stage. It was just kind of embarrassing. But she's 65, and at some point, you got to start being 55 if you're 65.
Yeah, it's
more, meaning
we're more fragile.
It's time to slow down, just teensy.
As we go do these too much accesses.
But I'm not dunking anymore.
Yeah, right. You gave that up.
I stopped dunking. Yeah, so I'm not hurting myself.
But you didn't ever dunk. Shh.
A bag containing $30,000 left behind on a New York train has been returned from UPI.
How?
A pair of workers for New York Metropolitan Transportation Authority are being praised for reuniting a traveler with a lost bag containing $30,000 in cash.
That's awesome.
I mean, that means no passenger picked it up. They just saw a bag sitting there like, oh, that crappy bag. And workers happened to be cleaning out the train, found the bag.
I don't think I'd have picked up a random bag, though.
Right,
no.
Sure.
No.
And it's all in bank slips. It's not like drug money.
It's not?
Like, wrapped in bands. It's in bank slips with information, like, scribbles and writing on it.
But that's still a lot of cash to be carrying around.
Just on the train.
Like, yeah, but if
some really people don't have a bank account, so maybe, listen, I don't know what it is.
Staple it to your body.
What?
You're not going to...
If you have 30 grand, you're not going to be able...
I understand, like, don't forget a bag with a bunch of stuff in
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Like, I think that way with my iPad. I'm like... Do not. I don't want it to not be touching me if I'm somewhere because I don't want to forget it, like on an airplane or something.
Right, but it happens.
But it happens, I guess. It did here anyway.
Yeah, like, you have one happens, job. I
mean, how many times you left just $30,000 laying around, Amy?
Well, I don't. But she's carry never that taken around. It out.
I've left a pair of iPods on a plane once, and it destroyed me.
It's a little different, but yeah.
No, but I know. But even that, it destroyed me.
Well, I have left my computer on an airplane.
And you got it back.
Yeah, I did get it back, but it's scary for a minute.
A man is suing Powerball for incorrectly telling him he won $340 million.
And then what?
This is from NBC4. A guy in D.C. is suing Powerball and the D.C. lottery after they posted the wrong numbers online.
Oh!
Okay, I mean, that's emotional.
He thought he'd won $340.
That's messed up, man.
So wrong.
Do you think he's got a case?
He does.
No, yes. Oh, no.
Pain and suffering?
What? No, it's like extra elation. Like, I'm going to sue you because I got way too happy for a while.
Well, it wasn't true. It's kind of mean, man.
I know, but I don't think it was on purpose. I guess if you could prove that somebody did it with malicious intent, then yes.
Wow.
But if an intern who's loading up the website put the number 11 and it was 13.
Well, a lot of things happen on accident with no bad intent.
But nobody got hurt here. Yes, but nobody got hurt here. How did he get hurt?
He went really high and then really low.
Yeah, and then he went into a dark place.
Like, really low.
Now, if you could prove that something happened that made him actually,
like a heart attack.
Any of
from
that.
From shock.
Then yes, I think you could at least have a conversation about a case, but no.
All right.
God, it's terrible.
This
happened in Iowa last year, too. People cashed out before the error was fixed in the one in Iowa. But it was a smaller one. It was like $200.
Okay, in that case, money gone sorry? Like, how does that work?
Probably because it's only $200.
Okay. That makes sense.
Yeah, it's
probably more of a PR move to not correct and take their money back for $200. But for $340 million, yeah. I think so. A man's mauled to death after an attempted tiger selfie.
They don't do that.
It's from the Daily Mail.
Was he at a zoo or was the wild?
There was a lion enclosure. And he went to a restricted area.
Oh, well, you can do that.
Okay. Yep.
Right. There's a reason it's restricted.
Yeah. Did he get the selfie?
He's not alive to ask. It got him. He has been mauled to death by the lion after climbing into the zoo enclosure. And I hope to God they didn't kill the animal. Mm-hmm. I don't even like animals at zoos. But I hope they didn't kill the animal. The zookeeper said, hey, get away from the lion. And the guy who was drunk was like, I'm going to get a selfie. And it, boom.
That's terrible.
Got him. Daily Mail.
People drink at the zoo a lot or what?
Yeah. They have alcohol at the zoo.
Oh.
Yeah.
They even have like a special night where it's like beer and animals.
Well, they used to have Boo at the zoo in Arkansas. And it was like Halloween, could do kid stuff. And then they had like adult ones too.
Yeah.
It was like Boo's at the zoo.
Yeah, that's it. Boo's at the zoo.
Yeah,
that's
it. Just don't get them confused. Don't take the kids to Boo's at the zoo thinking it's Boo. This Belgian boy, 13 years old, is the first person in the world to be cured of extremely deadly brain cancer.
Wow.
After becoming a super responder to experimental drugs.
Wow.
So he's the only one that's... Other people have been given it, but his body is just the only one responding?
At age 6, he was diagnosed with diffuse intrinsic pontine gliomas, DIPG, a very rare and highly aggressive brain tumor, which kills 98% of sufferers within 5 years. He was randomly assigned to receive this type of chemo drug in a clinical trial, which... in the past has been used to treat kidney, pancreas, breast, and not so much brain cancer, but they thought, if we're seeing the benefits of this in other ways, let's try it. He started responding pretty well, and eventually it vanished.
Wow.
Amazing.
That's from the Daily Mail. That is wildly amazing. You know, what was a blood pressure drug?
Yeah, the blue one.
Viagra.
That's right.
One person's like, my blood pressure ain't good, but my pressure here. It's also like the joke, the first guy that ever milked a cow, like had to go admit he was doing something to the cow to be like, we talked about this.
Yeah.
A woman sneaks out of a hospital after plastic surgery to avoid paying.
Oh, wow.
She tried to sneak out of a private hospital.
She did like a surgery and run?
Hours after undergoing plastic surgery to avoid paying for the procedure. It took place, was captured on camera. In a short clip that's been doing the rounds online, a woman wearing a hospital robe and white slippers can be seen arguing with doctors and nurses trying to stop her from leaving. The woman's face is visibly swollen and almost covered in bandages.
That's next level.
It was just hours prior she had the surgery. And then the woman's motives for leaving the hospital bed when the anesthesia wore off was trying to avoid covering the bill.
Wow.
Unfortunately for the women, hospital staff noticed her. She was leaving the hospital and then a fight. And then she, there she is. I mean, she's covered in band. It's not like she's able to sneak out without them going, somebody here just had some work. That's from oddityCentral.com. That's the news.
Those were Bobby's Big Stories.
Here's what we want to do. If you have calls or questions, we will get to them in the next segment. In the next segment also, I will talk to you. I finally did it. After years of putting it off and after weeks of talking about it and being nervous about it, I went and had a sleep study, not at my house, at a place where you go and sleep and they watch you. And I wonder, do they even watch you? Yes, they do.
You found out?
They do. They do, yes. So, I will get to that. Some more calls. We'll do it next. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but, you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight. And visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org.
All right, if you want to look cute and feel comfortable at the same time when you're, you know, at a festival or a concert, because it's festival and concert season right now, it's got to be all about the boots. And Tecovas boots is where it's at. That is your stop before attending your next concert. I've loved my Tecovas. Anytime I wear them or I get a new pair, they feel comfortable on the first wear. I don't have to break them in. Tecovas has seasonal and limited edition offerings this spring, including men's and women's boots, apparel, hats, bags, and more. And all Tecovas boots are made by hand in a time-honored tradition, which is super cool. They've got timeless styles that are always on trend. And really, you just got to stop by your local Tecovas store, try them on for yourself, and see what I'm talking about. You can have a complimentary drink while you're there, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff are at your service. Many stores have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized, which I love. And they've got regular live music and events. There's no in-store experience like it. If you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S, and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for four lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with four lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. I want to go over and talk to Summer, who is on the phone right now. Hey, Summer, what's going on?
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Morning.
I'm so glad you're talking about this because I haven't slept in probably 20 years.
Felt that.
I had the sleep test done, and they kept me up all night.
They kept you up all night? Wait, that's not a sleep test. That's a torture.
They kept me up all night so that I would sleep during the test. And this was probably 20 years ago.
Oh, yeah, they've definitely changed since the last 20 years. Now they let you go to sleep at night.
Hmm. Okay, well, and I don't think even then I was really asleep because once I'm up, I'm up.
Mm-hmm. Daytime sleep is different,
yeah. So I wonder how accurate those tests really are. I don't feel like I got any real answers from any of that.
Yeah, I would imagine because it was, I mean, I would say even 5 years ago with how technology does, not even this test, but in general with medicine, that there have been big advancements. And I thought this was going to be some, you go in and it's like lasers. And no, they just tape a bunch of stuff to you. If you go to my Instagram, Mr. Bobby Bones, I did a whole video of me in the sleep test. So I have been putting this off for like 2 years because I would sleep 3.5-4 hours a night. But I was also making room to sleep for a change, meaning I was trying hard every night, 12:30, 1 o'clock, boom, wide open, heart pounding. And I would wake up like stunned, like, every time, not just at night. If I take a nap, anytime I wake Elliot. So, okay, I get on the waiting list. I finally go in. I have my consultation. The doctor's like, there are a lot of things that this could be, but you're going to have to come to this room and sleep. So they didn't offer me the option to do it at home, but she goes, it's not as good at home. It's less weird, but it's not as good.
Well, if you did it at home, how does someone watch you?
I think sit in the corner.
Yeah, they come over.
I didn't think about that. No, they watch through the window. Don't be stupid. They watch through the window. it's like they just monitor. Yeah. I said, no, if I'm going to do it, I want to do it the most efficient way possible, even if it's uncomfortable. I'm going to come up and sleep. And she said, okay, cool. So I made the appointment. Like 2 weeks later, I showed up. That 2 weeks was Saturday night. They only do them apparently on like Friday, Saturday, Sunday nights. So I go up and they say, be here at 8 p.m. And I'm like, cool. It did feel weird, like I was going to spend a night at a friend's house if I never met the friend.
That is weird.
Yeah. And so I'm going and I pull into this parking lot and there's no cars. There's like one or two cars in this massive parking lot. And am I even in the right place? So I get up and I go to the door and it says sleep and I can't get in. It's locked. So I'm like, did I come on the wrong night? There is a doorbell. Ding dong. Doorbell. She goes, oh, welcome. I guess they just don't want any Tom, Dick, and Harry jumping in the door being like, I want to go to sleep. So you go in and she talks you through it and she was awesome. Her name is Amanda and made me completely comfortable because that's not a comfortable situation where there are cameras over the bed watching you sleep. And I say, so what will you be able to see? She's like, well, everything. We're going to watch. And there's only like two other people. There's like three rooms total. Three of us are like sleeping. And
did y'all like have a room?
I didn't meet them.
No, so was with that.
No s'mores or anything.
That's good. Mm-mm.
And so she says, we can also hear you. So if anytime you need me, just go, hey, would you mind coming in? And I'm like, you're listening that closely? She goes, yeah, we have to listen because if whatever you're doing, we want to hear as well. They have monitors. And so there's cameras everywhere. And she's like, I'm going to come back. What time would you like to go to sleep? And I said, I don't know, 9:30? Because it was 8. And I had my phone, my computer and stuff. They don't mind. You can work. Do whatever you want. And so I'm working a little bit. And then she comes in. She goes, okay, you ready to go to sleep?
Oh, my. Like, she's tucking you in.
Well, she has to plug me up. So I sit down in a chair.
Oh, that's weird.
And it's all these. It's just like when you would see electrodes. People back in the day where they would tape, like, little circle tapey things with words on them. Tape chest. Tape legs. Two on the legs. And you can see on my Instagram, I took videos of even the tapey things. Strap around the waist, strap around the chest, goo that they're putting on your head, and they're putting sensors onto your head.
God, that's weird.
And then they do a thing in your nose, and so
how are you going to sleep with all this stuff?
Right?
I mean, you're all tangled up.
And then they do like a ponytail thing where they put it all in one like plastic case, and it's still tough because you have wires all over you, but she's like, look, it's uncomfortable. And it's difficult, but this is how we monitor everything. Because with me, apparently, they were a bit worried about a few things. It wasn't like they could just do a couple. So I had every contraption on. I'm like the one-man band where he's got the accordion, the cymbals. He's got the
Mary Poppins.
Yeah, that's what I felt like. And so she says, 5:30 is when I'll come wake you up. But if for some reason you're not breathing and we think there's a version of sleep apnea that you could have, we're going to come in like 2 hours and wake you up and change out and put this like a... I always thought the sleep apnea mask was like a full face cover, like when you airplane drop.
Yeah.
It's not. It's like two little things that go into your nose.
Oh, like at the hospital?
Yeah, basically.
Or oxygen.
Yes, it's basically that. And so I'm like, all right. So I go to sleep fine. I read and then I fall asleep.
Were there clocks in there or anything?
I have a phone.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but
Jim, windows?
It's not torture.
There wasn't like any...
There's a private bathroom.
Blue light rules?
No, nothing like that.
Okay.
The only thing they said was when you do go to sleep, put your phone like 6 or 7 feet away from the machine so it doesn't get any accidental signal.
How's the mattress? We talking king, queen?
No, I would say Jack.
Twin?
I don't know, king, queen, Jack.
Okay.
Like smaller than queen, but bigger than a twin.
Okay,
nine and
full.
Diamonds.
Yeah. Full.
Yeah, full. That would be it. So I don't have trouble falling asleep. It's staying asleep. So I'm laying on my back and then I lay on my side and I'm just kind of in and out. And then I hear, hey, wake up, wake up, wake up. I'm like, what's up? She goes, you're not breathing.
Oh.
And I'm like, yes, I am. Look. And I'm half out of it. And so she takes this thing off my nose, puts the machine in, and it blows pretty hard to where if you just open your, because blowing straight in your nose, It doesn't stop. It's just like in your nose. But if you open your mouth, it comes escaping out of your mouth.
Weird.
Like if you drink water, like milk, and it comes out your nose, it's because all that's kind of built the same. So this is nose that comes right out the mouth. She goes, you can't open your mouth or it's going to come out. So they had to put a chin strap on me.
What?
Because I would go to sleep and open my mouth.
Oh.
I didn't bring my tape. I would have put the tape on my mouth. But if you open your mouth, it doesn't work because it's just going and out your mouth. So chin strap on. Oh, yeah, I'm ready for like a football game or bicycle or ride or something. And I fall asleep for like 2.5-3 hours and I wake up and she's like, yeah, they don't let you know right then because you get up at 5:30 and I'm out of it. So you're just sleepy and it's not like they're going to go over all the results right then because you kind of don't know what planet you're on. And they're going to call me this week, but my guess is that I have a few different things because she said, hey, we put I forget what the machine's called.
CPAP.
That's it. CPAP. Yeah, something like that.
How do you know that?
She goes, we put that on you and it definitely helped your breathing, but there was something else happening too. So I don't really know what's going on.
So did they say that you may have to sleep with that every night? A lot of people do.
I want to.
Yeah.
It would be it's not near as big and loud and I don't know. I felt like it was one of those masks, like an airplane.
I wonder if back in the day that's what it was, and it's just
because I'm looking at pictures of it now, and it's not even that. Like it's like strapped to the head, and it's a mask. But now it's like a little thing that just goes in the nose. So that was a deal. I don't know what's up, but they acted like that I had some stuff to work on, and hopefully I'll sleep. And they say, man, once your sleep changes, your quality of life is going to be so much better. So I can't wait for that, if that's true.
Yeah.
Because I haven't like really had good sleep in years. Like consistent good sleep. But I would tell you, I've been taping my mouth at night. And it does help a little bit because it makes me breathe through my nose, which apparently I was getting the sleep apnea because my mouth was open. And I would stop breathing or my throat would like close up. But I drove home.
So all in all, so far, you're definitely glad you did.
I didn't have any cereal.
Oh, that's usually what you do in the morning.
I know. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I guess I'm very happy that I did it because they'll give me my results hopefully sometime this week. Mm-hmm. It wasn't cheap. They were like, hey, I don't think my insurance covered it.
It doesn't sound cheap with all that stuff they use.
Well, they called and they said, hey, before you come, because I guess I don't want anybody to sleep and get all the details. It cost me $850. Oh. So they're like, you need to pay the $850. And I was just like, hey, man, if it's I negotiated. I was like,
Is that the best deal?
I'll give you 200.
Yeah. They're like, huh?
There was no negotiation.
I'm sure they may have plans for people. You would think if you could solve this, your life can totally
That is what
change.
They say. So
you'd be a different human.
I hope that they're able to like give me something. No, I don't want medicine. I'll take it if I have to. I'm not anti-medicine, but I don't like to take medicine just generally if I don't really, really, really have to. But that was it. That was the story. And I went home, slept in the day, and then took a video. You can see the video of the whole thing up at Mr. Bobby Bones. It's bizarre. It's awesome. But it's like, so it still looks like this, like how they tape the wires to you is still so 20 years ago feeling.
Yeah.
Because you would think there would just be like something you could put under your tongue and it would give all the information.
Right.
What's up?
I was just thinking when you were leaving in the morning, did you see your other sleep buddies? Or are they leaving the same time?
They're not my buddies.
Yeah.
Secondly,
your roomies?
No, I didn't see anything. No, I didn't see anything. So that's what it is. I'll give you guys the update whenever they give me the update. I appreciate that. So if someone stands something, they
are obsessed.
Right. And the root of that is
Eminem
stand, right? Mm-hmm. The song. So Eminem's going to produce a documentary about super fans and some super, super fans called Stan.
Oh, that's cool.
Like a song. So if they came to you and said, all right, we got to do somebody that you stan, who would yours be?
George Strait. But then that'd be awkward because I don't want him to know.
No, that's part of it, though. The awkwardness.
And you just told him right now.
But then
too.
I run the risk of us, you know, just being.
You're not going to be best friends with him ever, so you can not worry about that.
Okay.
So yours would be George Strait. Like, you go to his house, the whole...
Oh, for sure. We'd ride horses together. Oh, yeah. I already have it all planned out.
Eddie?
So can I do the Cowboys, or is that...
You need to do a person.
Okay.
Because I can't do the Razorbacks.
Okay. Then I'd probably do... Oh, gosh. Jimmy Buffett just died. I would have done Jimmy Buffett. I guess Garth Brooks. That'd be fun. God, I mean, I know everything about Garth.
Yeah. Lunchbox?
Oh, man. Johnny Bananas. Johnny Bananas.
That one's weird.
Why is that weird? How is that any weirder than Garth Brooks?
The other two are like icons of like
Johnny 50. Bananas mine's is an
also
icon.
Weird. Mine's also weird, but I'm saying that that's like someone who hasn't been around that long and isn't universally known.
Hello? Not universally known? Are you kidding me?
I wouldn't know him if he walked in. But that doesn't mean he's not famous. Fame is fractured.
Garth Brooks can walk in places and not be known.
Okay, Garth Brooks has sold more albums than any other artist in the history
not
of music.
True.
Morgan?
Shania Twain, for sure.
Ray?
Yeah, mine's Sam Hunt, and I'll show up day one of filming. I'll look exactly like him, dressed the same. Like him.
Yes, yes.
It gets no creepier. I mean, there's your show.
What's yours?
Mark Grace.
The
Cubs. Baseball player, the first baseman for the Cubs. Mm. Mm-hmm. And it'd be weird.
That's not the same level as Johnny Bananas.
People don't know who. I mean,
I knew he's a baseball player.
Only for me, though, probably.
Yeah, that's right? It. The only reason.
Hey, you don't need to get a mic.
Well, actually, Lunchbox is the only reason I know Johnny Bananas.
Yeah. Okay, so
Jelly Roll story where they said the Jelly Roll came on late at a show in Indiana and then didn't play very long. And I felt for him whenever I saw this. So Jelly Roll responded to fans online that were upset. He didn't hit the stage till 11:30 because it was an NBA All-Star Weekend show. But he said because of his contract, he couldn't perform earlier. And then it was out of his control. It was a private deal.
Oh.
And so I completely understand. Because I have done private shows where people are like, you went on for 45 minutes. And I'm like, I promise you, I am only able to do what the organization told me I could do. And I felt bad that he was having to explain himself. Because I've had to do that. And you feel like you let people down. And you don't even really know what's going to happen. So you can't tell people, like, this is a private gig. If you come to this, it's for a charity. But also, I don't know how long they're going to let me play. It could be half an hour. So just to have Jelly Roll's defense, not that he needs it. Like, it's a private gig, and sometimes you have no control over that stuff.
And let's not start that rumor that he will, like, just show up whenever he wants. He's so respectful to other people.
Yes.
That he wouldn't do that.
He's, like, legitimately a good dude. I don't know what he used to be like. Yeah. And at first I thought, like, is Jelly Roll playing? Like, is he overplaying the part to try to... No, like, that dude...
Consistent.
Consistent. So consistent. Mm-hmm. I do want to play a song, and we finally booked these guys. And, Eddie, you're going to love them. Amy, you have a chance to really love him too, but I know Eddie's
I can't wait.
Music style. I have friends in country music that will go, oh, I don't want to get on TikTok because it could look lame. These are the guys that did it in a way that was so not lame because it was basically concert footage or like real organic. There are two bands that I've kind of fallen in love with through social media, Lake Street Drive, and then these guys here that are the Red Clay Strays. And I'm going to play this song, Wondering Why, and they're going to be on the show coming up in the next few days, and they're awesome.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Arizona. A 30-year-old man got pulled over the other night. He's like, oh, no, I got a warrant out for my arrest. What am I going to do? What am I going to do? Gives him a fake name. One of his buddies.
Well, I guess it's not a fake name then. I guess it's just a...
Well, it's not his name.
Yeah, no, I know, but man, it's his buddies.
What buddy? That's terrible.
Dang.
Yeah, only problem is that guy had a warrant for his arrest also.
Oh, man. Okay.
Well, they're buddies, so...
Yeah, don't use your real... And you also probably know he has a warrant out for his arrest if he's your real buddy. But that would be like if I'm about to get arrested and I was going to give Eddie's name, I wouldn't give his full real name. I'd go Eddie Gonzalez.
Ooh, close enough.
Because then it's... I can remember it. But it's not his real name.
So that's why you use a buddy's name, is so you remember it.
But change the last name just a little bit. This guy didn't. This guy's just a moron.
I get it.
Yeah, and so when he got to jail, they fingerprinted him, found out his real ID.
Yeah,
of course.
So, is it Eddie Gonzalez?
No. I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
So days are now getting a bit longer, but people still say the day seems shorter on average anyway without the sun. It's because people are on social media like 2.5 hours a day. So I guess when we're on social media, we don't even... It's like Vegas. Just being on our phone, looking at our phone, there's no clocks. Except there's a big fat one on your phone.
Yeah.
But they say blame social media. The average adult spends 2.5 hours per day on social media. Without realizing it, this makes your days seem like they have less hours.
Wow.
There is a video, and I'm not going to say there's much that I do that's sexy. Or Eddie, for that matter.
What do we do?
Well, there's a video that I put on my TikTok, Mr. Bobby Bones.
Oh, no, you posted that.
It's the sexiest that Eddie and I have ever been in our whole life.
Why did you do that?
What are y'all doing?
Don't worry about it. But it's tough being a sex symbol.
So now I have to go to TikTok.
No, Instagram.
Oh, okay.
Hey, but it does take a lot of work to be a sex symbol.
Hey, listen, it ain't easy being a sex symbol. Okay. So if you want to see it.
Oh, boy.
Mr. Bobby Bones, because it's hot.
Okay.
That's all I'm going to say. Okay. Anything else?
I can't wait.
Can't believe you did that.
Go. Yes. All right, thank you. I don't know. We'll see you tomorrow. Got a cool show tomorrow. Hope you have a great day. Bye, everybody.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Bobby Bones.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
That's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.